Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran, once a part of a worldwide empire, tells the United States empires will fall. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
From Tehran, they're making the statement that every empire will come to an end. Well, that's true. The Medo-Persian Empire did, but they're still in the battle. Talk to us about this.
Well, the Iranians, look, Jimmy, they are suffering at the hand of U.S. and increasingly international sanctions. This said, the Iranians clearly are trying to step up the tension militarily in the Strait of Hormuz, and I would take as far more serious the statements from Iranian military leaders who are warning both the United States and Israel not to patrol the Strait of Hormuz, not to enter in the Persian Gulf. That, to me, is a far more serious statement than the foreign minister thumping his chest and wondering how he's going to access his U.S. bank account.
Iran sending a warning to Israel. If you get involved in the Persian Gulf, and as you mentioned, the Strait of Hormuz, there's going to be smoke over Tel Aviv. That's a pretty strong statement, isn't it?
That is a strong statement. And those statements, I think, are quite serious. The Iranians do not want to see an international coalition in the Persian Gulf, the Arabian Sea, the Gulf of Oman area that would inhibit their activities. And now they see it surging back into the area, and they are worried. So they're desperate to keep foreigners out, and the two biggest ones, they're worried about the U.S. and the U.K., obviously, but also they're worried about Israel. Israel has offered to join a multilateral naval force to maintain freedom of navigation in the Persian Gulf, and here is where the Iranians threaten Israel at home should they do such a thing.
Ken Timmerman with the details on Iran's statement and activities this week in our world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Iran's recall of the history of empires is correct. We have history of Gentile world powers, Gentile empires that have fallen in the past. In fact, the Medo-Persian Empire is one of those empires that has fallen some 2,500 years ago. That's Daniel chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. As Iran tries to put together their worldwide empire, they must remember that empires will fall. Their empire will fall as well. That Iranian empire will be a part of an alignment of nations, Ezekiel chapter 38. That future Islamic empire will also fall in the future. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18 through chapter 39, verse 6. The Iranian statement this week is correct. Empires will fall. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...